For more than a year, Ohio lawmakers have debated whether to close down or just regulate the businesses that call themselves internet cafes and sweepstakes stores. But no final action has been taken. That's prompted Democratic State Senator Joe Schiavone to propose that legislators put the controversial issue onto the statewide ballot and let the voters have the final say.
Do people want to keep these around or don't people want to keep these around? It'll be Ohioans' option.
Why shouldn't state legislators decide it?
Well, if we do, we do. But it doesn't seem like that's what we've been doing down here for the past year and a half or 2 years. We've been fooling around with it, going back and forth. And in the meantime, we've had unregulated gambling that's continued to occur. We go through this argument, is it sweepstakes? Is it gambling? Well, it's clear to me, and it's always been clear to me, that it is gambling. And so if it's gambling, then let's treat it as such and allow the voters to decide if they want to make internet cafes part of the legalized gambling in the state of Ohio.
You say legislators haven't done anything in the last year and a half, but twice the House has passed a bill aimed at shutting these places down, and Senate Republican leaders say they're going to move on that in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So
let's see what happens. We've been going through this. Like I said, I started researching this at the time where there was no action at all.
This proposal to get on the ballot would need a 3/5 majority of the House and Senate. The House is already on record as saying they want to ban these places, and the Senate says they're going to any week now. Doesn't that mean your proposal's dead on arrival?
Well, it depends. I mean, nothing's gone down yet.
If the legislature doesn't put this proposal on the ballot, there's another way to get it on the ballot. That is for people to collect 386,000 petition signatures. Are you ready to say, I feel so strongly about this, I will lead an effort to collect all those names?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's not my place to carry the flag for internet sweepstakes. That's not what this bill does. That's not how I feel about it. I just feel that if we're going to have this form of gambling in the state, it must be regulated. If we're going to keep them, let's regulate them. If we're not, then let's throw them out the window and be done.
Throw them out the window and be done. Those are not the words being used by Senate President Keith Faber, but it is the thrust of what he wants to do. The House has already okayed a bill designed to close down the businesses, and Faber is vowing that the Senate will do the same within a month.
We're moving ahead with the statutory shutdown.
In other words, no. The Senate won't be part of any move to put the issue up to the voters. And that means if voters ever do get a chance to weigh in with a ballot issue, it will have to be put on the ballot by a petition drive by citizens, collecting hundreds of thousands of signatures. So far, though, there's no sign of any movement on that front. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.